Are you looking for the safe space? Maybe going for the right space? Quest the podcast, we stay here, not just for the gays. What was the all days, darling? Where are my asking, bitch? Come sit down here. Popcorn's diva, come sit there. Quest the podcast, just here for you. Get your hair, please, plug on it. We're going in this place, darling. So fucking LGBT, mama. Yes. It's Quest the podcast, baby. I'm going no further. It's the house of the homosexuals. This is Quest the podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here, we're LGBT here.
That's bitch. Don't ask me why I'm dancing. Dole. Hi guys, hey, what's up? It's Kenneth of Quest City and y'all are welcome to Quest City Podcast. Dole, this is Nigerian first LGBTI lifestyle podcast. Dole, the whole conversation, the talks, the story, everything happens right here, bitch. Right here. If got no reason to go further, darling, it's that subscribe button. Guys, wherever you're listening from, be it Google Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, wherever, darling, make sure you are eating that subscribe button. Eat it up. Guys, last week we were able to get to iTunes Top 100. Woo, bitch! We did that. We motherfucking did that. Guys, we fucking did it. Yes, we did it. All thanks to y'all. And please, I've got to say this, darling. Wherever you're listening from, please make sure you're sharing. Preach it. Darling, make sure you're sharing this podcast. Make sure you're telling a friend about Quest City. Darling, we grew in a very, very alarming rate last week, right? Having about 2,000 downloads. And I was like, okay, guys. Yes, bitch. Guys, that wasn't me. That wasn't us. That's you. That's just you guys. Guys, really appreciate. Yeah, and then, don't say we're asking for too much. Make sure you're following us on all our social media handles. Instagram at Quest City Podcast. Facebook, Quest City Podcast. You can follow me directly on Twitter at QuestCity001. Darling, just make sure you're following us. And then, watch out our spaces, beats, WhatsApp, wherever you get our BCs, our links from. Darling, our survey link is going all around. For y'all who have been listening, we really appreciate you guys. We really want to do more. Darling, we want to do more and more and more and more and more. We just want to give you the best thing you could get from Nigerian LGBTIQ community. So make sure you be on the lookout for that link to the link to the survey. Don't worry. I'll make sure I drop that link in this episode's bio. I'll make sure I put it in the summary of this episode, guys. Just check it out. Check it out in the description box. You see the link to our survey. Make sure you just click on it. So guys, let's just move on. Yes, I'm done dancing. Oh darling, how was your week, guys? How was your week? What happened in your week? My own week was so scary as fucking shit. Yeah, darling, my week was scary apart from the old joy of the download. But then it was scary because I was unable to record. I don't know why my laptop just refused to charge, and I was like, oh no. The laptop, and it was so scary, guys. It was so fucking effing scary. Very fucking scary. But then I've got a lot of reasons to be happy. One of my sons sent me a message that he went for his HIV, for his viral load test, and he had become on the credible. Like, yeah, bitch, yeah. Now, guys, for y'all who are out there who haven't checked your HIV status, please, I'm begging y'all, you need to know your HIV status. If you're going to be on PrEP, be on PrEP. If you're going to be on your ARVs, start ASAP, be on those ARVs and save your life. Darling, you really have to. If you don't know where to do all of this or get your PrEP from, make sure you're contacting Adi. Make sure you're contacting Adi. I would make sure I drop Adi's link in the course of this podcast. So, guys, this week I would be talking about an experience that I had, and it's very, very pertinent in our community, right? I would want to think about pedophiles living and working in broad daylight in the Nigerian queer community. Yes, pedophile living and working in our broad daylight. Guys, when I first came out to myself in 2014, that's my year of self-acceptance, when I came out to myself, that I was looking out for people, medias, and things that could resonate with part of which is what birthed Questity Podcast, right? I got the link of this person. I met this person on Facebook. He's somebody, he's the first to record with in the community. For now, I refuse to mention his name because of some private reasons. I feel I'm not mentally strong yet to have that drama yet. But then, let this be told. I reached out to him and I had to tell him that this is what I was going through and this is me. And, you know, everything, because he was already out then as a quiet Nigerian man living in Nigeria. So, he requested for a video chat and I called. I can't remember whether I called or he called, but then we got involved in video. Only for me to see a man naked on the bed, rolling and frolicking on the bed. Yeah, darling, naive me then. I was like, what the fuck, I was still undereating. Now, this is the story of young, quiet Nigerians out there aside myself, who are lured into bed with old men because they are naive and they are in need, because they don't have a community they could resonate with. This is the story of 1,001 persons out there who are really under 18. These guys are out here looking for who to resonate with, who to identify with as regards their sexuality, and it's so saddening that they keep falling in the hands of this old man. Now, this is it. You might tell me it's not wrong as far as there was a mutual understanding. Fuck you. The fact that they are underage remains. Yes, I was underage then. I was under 18, 16, 17 then, as of 2014. Yes, I knew some things, but then I never knew what I was experiencing was a violation of myself, because I was quite naive. I was looking forward to explore my sexuality, meet people who I could resonate with, and like, okay, this is what I'm going through, this is what I noticed, this is what's happening, you know, just someone I could relate with as regard to my sexuality. And who I met was a pedophile. Yes, I'll call him a pedophile, although we had nothing physically, but then if he could have a sex chat with me, a video sex call with me, then he could do it with anybody. He could have done it with me if I was there in person, right? And now this is it. Quite young Nigerian guys under 18. I remember, yes, I have met quite a number of them. 1,001 of them, you know, who are out there on Facebook. You know, one of those days, in the days of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, bitch.
God bless those old days. If you know, you know, guys. If you really know, you know. That's what I tell guys. If you really know, you know. The days of Alabama Hotel then. I was quite young, too. I was about... Yes, I was about 16, 17. I would travel all the way from my school down to Lagos to attend these parties. Yes, bitch. We'll meet a quite a number of old men then. People of about age 40, 50. Right. They invite you to their hotel room. You guys have sex. You're living. They give you 5,000 naira, 3,000, 2,000 naira. Then we're quite naive and young then. And those monies then were heaven and earth to us. Right. They were like, oh, darling, yes, I got laid for money. But then it's actually meant extorting us sexually. I see it as sexual extortion. Because, you know, we are naive. We don't know what life is. They are more experienced. They're just way above us mentally. And then they really dwell on our naiveness, on our innocence. And this shit with us now, guys. There are quite a number of young queer persons, you know. I know we're under 18. There are a lot of them roaming around on Facebook. There are a lot of them on Twitter. There are a lot of them on Instagram. There are a lot of them on Grindr. You know them. You meet them. Guys, I look forward to a day where I'm meeting a young queer guy, and we're not talking about sex. We're talking about books. We're not talking about hookups. We're talking about academics. We're not talking about... We're meeting up. We're not talking about jock straps. We're not talking about dildos. We're talking about prep. We're talking about careers. This is the kind of thing I want to hear in my community. This is the kind of thing I look forward to, a day when we would have teenage queer communities, like teenage queer clubs, societies, right, where teenage queer guys will come together, young teenage queer guys will come together, and, you know, they're not coming together for anything else than, you know, trying to sit down and talk about, guys, what can we do for ourselves? What can we do for our community? You know, you're seeking admission into what school? I'm currently in this school. You know, I look forward to such days, which is part of the reason why Queer City is in alliance with Urban Rainbow. Darling, I've said it before, June, we're pulling up an LGBTIQ library. Guys, it's going to be a bump. We want a space where young LGBTIQ persons can come meet safely and discuss safe things for their age, right? Where they could come and discuss good things that would help them mentally in their age, good things that would help them psychologically, and not things that would drain them and bring them to bed. You know, this is it. The trauma of the person I did a sex video with in 2014 still haunts me till tomorrow. I won't lie. Because now this is it. At this stage where I am in activism, this person is where I are. There is a public image when it comes to LGBTIQ activism. And, you know, whenever I need, like, reference letter or so, there's a time I chatted him up because I needed a reference letter for a certain program, right, outside Nigeria. And what he told me was, you know what, I've not met you in person, although I've seen your works, but then I can't refer you. I was mad. Instantly, I was mad. This is the same person who I had sex chats with, a video text chat with years ago, and now you're coming to me now to tell me you don't know me. Fuck you! Fuck you! This person still comes to me every now and then, like, I'm asking about how I'm going to help with his organization here in Nigeria, and I'm like, no, dude, it's not working out. You know, the thought of him coming to me always for help drains me. It drains me a lot. It drains me, I won't lie to you. It really does drain me, because whenever I need him to render this help, he's nowhere to be found. But he'll be like, I don't know you in person. Dude, you don't know me in person, but then we had sex chats. We had a sex video, yes, years ago. And then you don't know me because I need a reference letter from you. Motherfucking fuck you. It's a motherfucking fuck you. It's a motherfucking fuck you. It's a just motherfucking fuck you. Now, I don't want any other person to be extorted sexually. I don't want anybody else to be assaulted. I don't want anybody else to be sexually harassed. If you know anybody who is under 18, if you know any young LGBTIQ person in Nigeria, stand up to them as be their queer father, be their queer uncle, be their queer guardian. You know, let young persons find safe space in you. That's one thing. If queer young persons can't find safe space in you, then something is wrong. If when you meet a young queer person, you're not asking how old are you before you go into bed with a person, and you're just all about the cakes and the dicks, darling, you rot in hell. Yes, bitch. Right off. When you meet young queer persons, I feel the first thing you ask them is, how old are you? What are you doing currently? What's your educational status? What's up with your family? Those are the informations you should ask. I'm not asking them, when are you free for sex chats? Do you mind if we do a video call? No. Let your queer persons find safe space in you. Let them really do. Let them really do, guys. Let them really do. Let them really do. Guys, I'll get back to you after this break. Yeah, thank you guys for waiting. I really appreciate you guys for staying back. Oh, now, I must say this. If you know any person or any young person who is in need of anything as regards to their sexuality, you know where to go down, right? Hadi, Access to Health and Right Development Initiative. You know, now, guys, I've got to say this here. Hadi just got a new website! Yes, guys. Killing. You know how happy I am that you could get the whole of the information you need in just one click. Make sure you're visiting www.hadi.org hardinitiative.com. hardinitiative.com. Hardyinitiative.com. Hardyinitiative.com. I'll make sure, you know what, guys? I'll drop the link too. Trust me, I'll drop the link also in the description box of this podcast episode. So, guys, I've got to go now. Bye, guys. See y'all next week. Make sure you subscribe and you're following all our social media page. I remain Quenard. Peace.
This is Quest City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here. We're LGBT here.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.